Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome to the daily episodes leading up to April 22nd on Friday, which is Earth Day, a day that we celebrate and put our focus on our environment and everything around us. And it's a really big day for us at Upcycle Canada because this is what we do every day. It's our focus and is what we are passionate about. So today I want to share some ideas of some things you can do today and leading up to and including on Earth Day, some ideas that you can do with your kids and your family to bring awareness and focus to Earth Day right here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. So Earth Day is all about focusing and refocusing and bringing attention to what is going on around us. So we live here in Niagara. We have a couple interesting places where you could take your kids. We have the Butterfly Conservatory, and then we have the Bird Aviary as well here in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. A great way to bring your kids and let them be in touch with their surroundings and get to see something they might not normally see in their day-to-day and understand how all this works. So a simple little field trip like that to something a little less touristy in Niagara Falls and something maybe a little bit more earth-friendly and earth-focused. If you have a chance and you have somewhere close to your home, consider doing that with your family this week. Some other ideas that you can do as far as looking at refocusing and focusing on Earth Day is to look at little things that your family can do just around the house. As far as conserving energy, shutting off those lights, doing their best to do the little things. And I think the one thing that we can teach our kids and our family is that although it seems overwhelming and a daunting task to turn our world around, simple little acts of them doing the small things combined together will do many great things as we all do our little part. Back to that starfish story, go back to that podcast episode and you'll hear more. But if we can all kind of focus on some energy saving habits and reducing some waste, maybe one less takeout dinner this week, maybe one less disposable coffee cup, and just turn the lights off when you leave the room. It really would be a good way to demonstrate to your kids how important this is. One other very practical and simple thing that we so often don't really consider is to maybe just go to a local park and just start to collect some garbage. We had our friends at Funky Upbeats Designs mentioned to us that they were just, there's a ravine near their home, and there's so much waste and garbage that gets blown in there, and they're just, their desire to go and just clean up their neighborhood. Great for Funky Upbeats Designs. That's leadership in being accountable to your environment and focused on that. So that's a great example. Just grab a garbage bag with your kids, your family. Go spend a few hours just cleaning up. And I think they will understand and appreciate it, especially if your kids are young. It's a great way for them to understand how little things can do something great. The last thing I would suggest is maybe raising some money or donating to a earth-friendly, eco-friendly business in your community. So for us, we have the Niagara Furniture Bank. Great organization that helps families with furniture need. It's spring cleaning time. And as you clean out your home, be aware of the places that could use those items instead of throwing them in the landfill. Some very practical things that you can do leading up to Earth Week. And I hope that you take an opportunity to teach your kids and to set an example as a parent and set an example in your community and with your neighbors that being eco-friendly, eco-conscious, and focused on Earth Day, not just once a year, but in our daily, everyday acts. Let's try it this week. Thanks for listening. We got more coming for you each day this week. And there's something special, I guess, on Earth Day, as Jen and I get together and chat about that podcast episode with you. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being eco-friendly. And we hope you have a great Earth Week and a great Earth Day on the 22nd of April. Thanks for listening. Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aw, it's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.